Item number five, please.
Item number five is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a new lease agreement with the Franklin Little League, Inc., for certain real property in the city of Franklin to allow the league to continue its baseball programming activities.
Mr. Guglich, would you introduce our guest, please, or have him introduce himself?
I will. Mr. Tubbs?
My name is Brian Tubbs. I am a member of the Board of Directors of Franklin Little League and former president of Franklin
Little
League.
Mr. Tubbs, welcome. As a 15-year veteran of Little League coaching, welcome. I know what it takes. Mr. Guglich.
Chairman, committee members, in 1993, the Franklin Little League entered into a 20-year lease agreement with Milwaukee County. That lease agreement up until now was managed by the Office of the Sheriff. With the transition of the Farm and Fish Hatchery to the Parks Department, the Parks looked at that facility, although it is still on HOC land, as an area better managed by the Parks, given its recreational nature. So we took the lease agreement from the Office of the Sheriff, and now that the 20 years is of the initial agreement is up, we decided to enter into negotiations to extend that lease. Before you is that item to extend the lease with the Franklin Little League. I reviewed the original lease from 1993 and updated it with Corporation Counsel and Risk Management's assistance to reflect county's policy today. The lease is going to be, upon your approval, extended for another 20 years, a 10-year term, and another 10-year term. There is one area in the original lease agreement. It's the expansion area. It's on Exhibit A in your packet. It is currently being farmed by the Hunger Task Force. Should the Franklin Little League want to expand in that area, they will provide Hunger Task Force with appropriate notice so that they're able to farm and harvest their crops at that time, and the Hunger Task Force has been notified that we are looking to extend this lease.
Very good. Questions by committee? Supervisor Haas?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, sir. And Mr. Kuglich, thank you once again for being here. Can you elaborate a bit, please, on the item with regard to the farmland? Can you please repeat the provision that applies to that land?
Sure. Currently, we are leasing approximately 43 acres to the Franklin Little League. Of that 43 acres, they're actively using 20 acres for their programming. The additional 23 acres is currently being farmed by the Hunger Task Force in furtherance of its programming. Should the Franklin Little League desire to expand into that area to increase its programming activities, it will provide notice to the Hunger Task Force of that fact and then provide them with the opportunity to harvest their crops before they expand.
And then that land would then, Mr. Chairman, that land would then become used by Franklin Little League.
Correct.
For your purpose.
Correct.
So the farm then would be removed, or?
The crops would be harvested, and
yeah.
Then the Franklin Little League would expand its programming into that area. Correct.
So thereby the farmland would no longer be farmland.
It would no longer be farmland.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Thank
what
you.
It might be clarifying to understand what portion of the Hunger Task Force's current farming operations this involves.
Oh, a percent of a percent, a very small fraction of its total farming space.
Oh.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
Thanks. The question, did Hunger Task Force in any way reply to this, or what's their position?
They did, and when I looked at the agreements, that land fell under both lease agreements. And it was the Franklin Little League whose lease agreement superseded that of the Hunger Task Force. So in reviewing the Franklin Little League's lease, it was essentially a cleanup. That land was leased to Franklin Little League with the understanding that that area could be farmed by Hunger Task Force and that they'd have to provide notice if they were going to expand in that area. Subsequently, that land was leased also to Hunger Task Force. So it was really a cleanup of the lease agreements.
Are they objecting to this?
They are not objecting to it, no.
And does Franklin Little League intend to expand into that area at this time?
Not at this current time, no.
All right, thank you.
Further questions by committee? Sorry, pal.
That's okay. I would like to move approval so we can have this activity continue and everything.
relationship with the three major tenants in that area, the house, the farm, and the Little League.
We have a motion before us to approve. Supervisor Dimitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was scanning through here, and I think it's easier if you just tell me, in the next extension, are there any increases built in there? Or, and what are they, just for the record?
Chairman, supervisors, the previous lease agreement called for a $1 per year rental rate, and we've essentially increased that to $100 per acre. So it will be that they're actively using.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're currently using 20 acres, so $2,000 annually. Then in the sixth year of the term, it will increase by 3%, and it will increase like that at each five-year term. That's right.
Okay. I agree with my colleague about trying to find more revenue in the park systems. So I just want to make sure that we're looking, in all parts, all areas.
And we are.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Tubbs, are there further comments you'd like to make?
Just so you know, Franklin Little League is one of the largest little leagues in the state. We have just under 1,000 children participating in Little League. We start them in T-ball from ages 5, and we go up to the high school age until they play high school baseball. So generally we are regarded as one of the better run Little Leagues in the state and in the district. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Volpe,
I could add, if Franklin Little League does decide to expand, it's likely that they'll do it incrementally. For them to add 20 acres to the 20 acres they already have all at once is very highly unlikely. So it's likely that if they add, they'll add a couple of fields at a time because they have to do private fundraising. So I think that the likelihood of the Hunger Task Force losing all 20 acres at one swoop is very unlikely. And I think Franklin does plan to expand when they have the fundraising to do so.
Right. Franklin Little League is 35 years old, and it's taken us that long to get the 20 acres utilized. So,
Supervisor Dimitrievich.
Thank you. Just one follow-up, because we only have you here so rarely, so it's nice to have you here. Thank you. And thanks for being such a great partner. Now, for the Franklin Little League, just so I can let my constituents know, you don't have to. You can be a Milwaukee County resident, but you don't have to be a Franklin resident. How do you know?
Franklin Little League is affiliated with the National Little League Foundation. That's the Little League you see on ESPN and ABC Sports. ABC Sports, I'm aging myself, during the fall. You can play in Franklin Little League if you're outside of our boundaries. The only stipulation is we have to fill out a form to National Little League, but you cannot partake in their all-star tournaments because you must be within the Franklin boundaries to partake in the all-star tournament. But you can play regular season baseball in Franklin Little League if you are not within our districts.
That's intended to keep you from bringing in ringers.
Correct.
Do you, Mr. Chairman, do you generally get a lot of young people from the city of Milwaukee, north side, south side? Just wondering.
Off the top of my head, we have around 20 or 25 individuals this year that live in the city of Milwaukee playing in Franklin Little League.
I guess all I just want to say is I'm happy to support this. And again, kind of like some other comments that were being made on the arts and other things, I just want to make sure that we are standardizing our comments from the whole park system. And why I bring that up, I don't know if you were sitting in here, from arts to the Philippine Center, our county taxpayers, in a way, obviously we're a partner with you, and I would like to believe that we're subsidizing some of this because it's not full market price. We're not going to go and put out an RFP for a commercial, well, not yet, development out in Franklin there. And I prefer to work with you because I think you're doing great things for the community. My point being is that people in the inner city of the north side or the south side are helping pay for this in a small part. I want to make sure that our outreach is the best that it can be. So, if we can work a little bit more on the outreach, and I think the supervisors, we can put things in our newsletters because I want to make sure that everybody can take advantage of this great resource and partnership that we have. And that's all. And I will support it. Thank you.
Further questions? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good sir. Franklin Little League, is that separate from, there's a proposal for a new, or turning a chunk of parkland into a larger sports complex by a community group. The name is escaping me at the moment. But are you related to them? Are you separate?
We're totally separate. We're a nonprofit organization.
You are.
Which is the group that you're, I believe, talking about is a for-profit organization trying to buy or lease property out in the Franklin area.
Interesting. Okay. Thanks, sir.
We have a motion for approval from Supervisor Cesares on this item. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Cesares.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Jerson.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
7-0.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Thanks
you
for all
much.
Your good work.
Thank you.